experience-wise that you've had better luck with one over the other?
I don't know if without...
And I realize it changes every time you change a model a year. When they change something on one, it changes the trouble you could have. But that would be under warranty.
It sure seemed to me like we worked on the Fords a lot more than we did the Chevys, without looking back on the record, so...
And we're talking about four vehicles.
And the price difference is?
Couple grand.
Times four.
Actually, I was kind of impressed. Most of them are pretty close in cost across the board.
St. Louis.
Well, keep in mind it's a different truck too. I mean, make sure we're comparing apples to apples.
Where's St. Louis?
Yeah, that one. You can't really compare it. He'd be at a total different cab than what we actually.
That's a Silverado.
Oh.
Yeah.
But you're getting a lot better truck for not much more money.
So the St. Louis bid, is that a double cab also? It's not, is it?
I think the St. Louis, thought it was a double cab.
This says, the Pettiger's says double cab on the end.
Okay.
If you look at the wheelbase, it's quite a bit different too, so that's why I'm assuming it's it'll be a crew cab, and that's probably not. That's just going off the wheelbase, but I don't know.
Yeah, that's quite a bit bigger back there.
I think what I'm hearing from these guys is they prefer Chevy. Question is on that first bid, is that with the, it doesn't say anything about it being an extended cab.
No, it don't.
I'm going to look through their actual response, Randy.
That's the St. Louis dealer.
Mm-hmm.
Don Brown. Exactly.
Ron, where would it be at on here?
Back to the speed five people. Writing, start writing here.
Didn't see it, did you?
I haven't seen it.
Item number 610 on page 7. It is super cab, and they checked the compliance box on that one.
So you know what a super cab mean?
Yeah.
To me, that'd be like a crew cab, not an extended cab.
That's the fact that the road and bridge, their own administrator requested it.
So is that extended cab or is that a crew cab? Randy, what do you want, extended cab or crew cab?
I want to make sure it has a door back there and not having to crawl behind the front seat. And they've been changing it from year to year to, and one vendor calls it different than another vendor.
Right.
So
do you want like a suicide door or you want a full door?
I do not want a suicide door.
Okay.
So we've got them already. I mean,
they
work, but it's...
Huh? Did you look up the difference?
That's what I was trying to find.
Well, with the wheelbase, he's not wanting a suicide door. He's wanting a full four-door truck. Is that right?
Well, I would prefer that if we're going to award bid number.
Move to award bid number 201701-357 to Pendergast Chevrolet Buick. You still want to do three trucks or you want to do four?
I need to do four.
For four trucks.
That was on the super cab was on the, what's that, the one up in St. Louis?
Okay, so double cab, that's just
that's
double
one
doors.
He checked he was compliant on that.
Okay.
Check, so that's
but
what they call it.
F-250 extended cab 4x4 that would open two doors. You'd open.
Yeah, but it opens kind of like our cabs that we
right.
have on our trucks, which
it opens to the back. The other one would open to the front, just like a driver door.
So when it opens to the back, then you've got the full exposure here versus the other, and then your Silverado double cab. That's where you're saying is.
Right.
Both open to the
front.
Since it doesn't seem like anybody's really clear on which one they want for sure, wouldn't it be good to postpone the award of the bid today and have Randy go look at it and see which one he likes best? Because I know he's got an issue with the bid. But if it's a steel bed or aluminum, he could get more detail.
Well, the other question with the wheelbase is one may be putting a different length bed than the other one on there. I'm not sure.
Or just reject this bid and let me start from scratch. We really need to be more specific if we're going to have this kind of price gap, I think, in the bid specs. What you want?
Would you gentlemen like to actually look at both the trucks, or are you comfortable with your knowledge?
Well, we can go look at them.
Look at the local dealer, see what they call what.
feel that the wheelbase and the overall length, you're probably right. They probably put a smaller bed on them. That's typical, isn't it? Yeah. Smaller bed on a, unless you go with like a one-ton or something.
Right, and it's going to limit to what you can put in that if they're...
It would more than likely have a
fuel tank and a toolbox. Bed. I mean, you're going to be, you're not going to get much else in that bed. So.
Mike, you want to say that my motion fails due to the lack of second?
Let me just.
There's a double cab right there.
You're thinking that that would have a shorter wheel, a shorter bed on it.
That's a double cab on a four.
Yeah. Might be good to include pictures on our next bed.
Are you thinking the? You think the Chevy doesn't have a full bed on it?
I don't know.
Motion dies for lack of second.
You want to start over, or do you want to go back to the bidders for clarification?
I would prefer to go to the bidders for clarification first rather than rebid.
Looks like we checked the state bid. I know this little bidder on the Ford is available on the state bid. There's also Chevrolet dealerships in Columbia and Jeff City available on the state bid. And I know for a fact are lower than what this bid came in, and not both of these Chevys. So we can check that too.
Do the fact that we're thinking four vehicles that we keep for a long period of time, use them daily, I think it'd be good for you to see each one to see that you're satisfied.
Bid recommendation for Mini hydraulic excavator.
Thank you. This is in reference to bid number 201701-358 for Mini excavators as requested by Road and Bridge Department. Bid was released on January the 14th to the public. Direct bid invitations were sent out by me to as many vendors as we could locate and identify. The bid was opened on February the 15th in this room, open to the public. We received responses from three different vendors. Mr. Hayes took possession of those responses and is prepared now to make his recommendation as he's passing out his tabulation sheets to each of you. I'll turn it over to him.
We've received three responses on this Mini excavator, and same bid specs went out this year as we used last year on the Mini excavator, and I'm going to recommend that we go with the Fabi Cat vendor on the Mini excavator for a total cost of $109,528. We've also demoed all of these type equipment in the past couple of years researching these, so we already own two of the Caterpillar type equipment the guys use, and this is buying one extra one for the other shop.
We already have their program also for our computer,
so when the warranty's out, we purchased this program several years ago, and we upgraded every year, and we have the majority of CAT equipment, so it works on all that. We don't have as much John Deere equipment. We didn't purchase a program. There would be about a $2,600 cost just for the program to utilize after the warranty's out to scan the engine, troubleshoot like you do your automobiles. And
did they not put thumbs on the bid?
Yes,